Bobby Cohen is back, and his show is Takeover Talk. And here is Bobby Cohen.
Doug, thank you very much. Again, my listeners, it's August 13th, and today is another live hour of Takeover Talk. I'm your host. I'm Bobby Cohen. The 800 number, if you'd like to call in and talk to me, is 1-888-627-6008. That is, the call-in number is 1-888-627-6008. Our focus will be to assist you in acquiring the most current and comprehensive information on potential public takeover targets in the U.S. capital markets. Remember, I am just guiding you to this information. You need to do your own due diligence before buying or selling any stock. M&A is unpredictable. And M&A is the acronym I always mention, is mergers and acquisitions. And it's usually not in the best interest to acquire stock simply because rumors are percolating. You have to like it as a standalone company as well. Okay, today is Monday, and right out of the gate, there were two situations. Wow, you wake up, and I'm going to give you one that just I saw came over the wires just a couple, 3 hours ago. A company called Diebold Nixdorf. The symbol is David Boy David. The stock is currently trading at $4.55. The 52-week high is $23.50. The 52-week low is $3.55. And again, the stock's currently trading at $4.55. Okay, this company manufactures those ATM machines that you're very familiar with. Just a couple, 3 hours ago, CNBC reported today, August 13th, that the company hired Credit Suisse and Evercore to look for potential buyers as it plans to sell itself. The talks with potential buyers were not advanced. The company recently came out with dismal earnings, and the stock got hammered, got obliterated. Earlier today, the company also said it was in constructive and productive talks with its lenders for future financial flexibility and expects to reach a resolution near term. Again, my listeners, this is a developing story. Again, this just hit the wire service a few hours ago. It's currently up 13% today. So do your homework, do your due diligence. This is Diebold, okay? So sharpen your pencils, get a piece of paper, roll up your sleeves. Okay, Doug, who do we have again?
Eli.
Eli, it's Bobby over at Takeover Talk. How are you, Eli?
Good, Bobby. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for calling in, Eli.
Sure thing. I've been listening to your show, Takeover Talk. Great show, by the way. I'm also a avid listener of Jim Cramer on CNBC. Had a question regarding takeovers.
Sure.
So what do you, any takeover acquisitions that you might see in the cybersecurity space?
Well, you know what? Last week I mentioned FireEye. The symbol was FIRE as a potential takeover. We did a little homework on that one. I do believe that in the past there was possibly some talk that Microsoft, it could be a perfect fit for a company such as Microsoft. And I also do believe that there was some chatter that maybe Cisco, you know, the very big tech company, might have an interest in that as well. I don't have my notes currently in front of me from last week, but you could find the show, which was the August 6th show. If you go to bbsradio.com, and you can get a comprehensive listen to not only FireEye, but also other companies that we had mentioned as potential takeover targets last week. But, and I do believe that in the reporting in reference to FireEye, the stock is currently trading, I believe, at $15, Eli. I believe, I'm not 100%, that maybe a year ago, the company was offered possibly $30 a share, and that was, I believe, over a year ago, and they may have balked at that. So there may be some tailwind in reference to this company being a potential takeover target. But again, like I always say, Eli, you know, you seem like a very sophisticated investor. Always do your own homework. Front and center, you should always want to own anything as a standalone company. If the company then should get taken over, that would be spectacular. But you know, front and center, you should always want to own it as a standalone company. What other questions that you might have? And by the way, Eli, thank you very much for the kind words that you're listening,
yeah,
and your
sure.
friends listen, and that even that you put me up there with Jim Cramer, because he is he's just fabulous. I just want you to know that.
Well, great show. I'm happy to listen in. Do you have any anything that's on the top of your list currently that you're eyeing for a potential takeover?
Yeah, well, again, we just mentioned Diebold. That was, you know, that's in real time. That came over CNBC just a couple, 3 hours ago, that they may be putting themselves up for sale. That company had devastating earnings just, I believe, a week or two ago, and the stock got clobbered. So it does look like there's some chatter in reference to Diebold, but that's extremely speculative, and you definitely need to do some homework on that one as well. I'm also aware that today that Nielsen Holdings, many people know that. You know, we woke up this morning, and then on a website, Investopedia, they were reporting that Nielsen, you know, this is a TV rating company, Eli, is facing pressure to put itself up for sale after Elliott Management. I don't know if you know Elliott Management, but they are a huge activist hedge fund that does their homework. And I always like to say, Eli, follow the smart money. And I believe Elliott Management is the smart money in this deal. And they acquired a large stake in Nielsen Holdings. Now, Nielsen is currently trading at around $24, Eli. The 52-week high, I did a little homework, was approximately $42, and the 52-week low is a little bit over $20. It's currently up, just for the sake of full disclosure, Eli, it is already up $2 today on that news. We woke up to not only Diebold, but Nielsen Holdings with this, you know, large stake by Elliott Management. And the article states that Elliott could announce a push to get Nielsen to put itself up for sale. The report noted that several private equity firms, Eli, have already shown interest in buying the struggling TV rating company. The article says Elliott wants Nielsen to launch a review of the company's entire business. A spokeswoman for Nielsen told the Wall Street Journal, Eli, the board is looking at how to position the company and is open to views of owners, including Elliott. So, Eli, just off the top of my head, we mentioned Diebold and we mentioned Nielsen. Those were two situations that I believe they're in real time today. Okay, Eli?
Sounds good, Bobby. Thank you very much. And I'll continue listening to your show, and I'll also mention it to all my investor friends. So I want to take the opportunity to say great job, and thank you again for being there, for helping us investors out. Everything helps, as you know. So thanks again.
Eli, thank you very much. again, I always say this, and you know, I in repetition to nausea. I'm here for my listeners. I don't mind doing the heavy lifting. It's again, it's I'm just sharing the information that I found on the internet with you with my listeners in reference to potential takeover targets. Everyone else needs to, after I find that information, just continually to do your own homework and do your due diligence. There are plenty of diamonds out there in the rough. There's a lot of nuggets out there. If I could be instrumental in helping my listeners find that would be terrific. Again, the 800 number for anyone to call in is 1-888-627-6008. That was Eli who called. And I do believe Eli may have called in one time prior, and that's great. He says he's listening. He said his friends and family are listening. Okay. So we spoke about, right out of the gate, we spoke about Diebold, and we spoke about Nielsen Holdings. The next company we're going to talk about is Acadia Pharmaceuticals. The symbol, ACAD. That's Acadia Pharmaceuticals. The stock's currently trading at $14.40. The 52-week high is $41.20. The 52-week low is $12.77. They have an FDA approved drug called Nuplazid for the treatment of Parkinson's disease psychosis. Back on September 11, 2017, again, Investopedia article, very good website to get information, reported that Acadia could be worth nearly $10 billion when factoring in current sales trends and many drug trials the company is running. It recently speculated in the Evening Standard that an AstraZeneca, which is a big, big drug company, was interested in buying the business. Arcadia's largest shareholder was reportedly looking, listen to this, for a minimum bid price of $55 a share. Now, that's a huge premium considering the stock is currently trading at just $14.40. This article said possibly a bid price of $55. Now, with the good, there's oftentimes bad. So now let's fast forward to April 9th, 2018, when CNN published an article questioning the company's lead drug's safety. The drug that I just mentioned to you, the only drug that they have approval for. The stock got crushed and has been in kind of a free fall ever since. You have to look at the risk-reward profile of this company. The CNN report has weighed heavily on Acadia stock. There's plenty of risk here, as you see. But on the other side, if the FDA does not act negatively on the drug, the upside may be explosive. Okay? Please, this company is speculative. Comb the web on your own. Okay? Again, comb the web on your own. I believe also there has been a number of class action lawsuits since that CNN report was published. Again, if the FDA does not act and just monitors their lead drug, a suitor might be able to purchase this company on the cheap. Might be able to purchase this company on the cheap. We will continue to monitor this company over the next few months. This is a very interesting situation, Acadia Pharmaceuticals. Okay, so we mentioned, again, to start, we mentioned Diebold. We mentioned Nielsen Holdings. We just mentioned Acadia Pharmaceuticals. I want to hear from my listeners, please. The 800 number, the dial-in number to talk to Bobby is 1-888-627-6008. That's 1-888-627-6008. And again, please remember, making money in stocks is not easy. It isn't easy. If it was so easy, everyone would be just making money, and that just doesn't work like that. You have to do your own homework. Sharpen your pencil, okay? Really, do your homework. The next company I'd like to talk to you about as a potential takeover target is TiVo. The symbol, Tom, Ida, Victor, Oscar. The 52-week high is $20.18. The 52-week low is $11.30. TiVo is currently trading close to the low at $12. You may know this company as the digital entertainment company that licensed Data TV Guides. In February, this company announced it was exploring strategic alternatives to maximize value to shareholders, such as the sale of its business. In a Street.com article dated April 4th, 2018, this is the Street.com, again, a very good website to get information on potential takeovers, okay? Stated that TiVo could attract interest from companies including, listen to this, Google, Amazon, Apple, Samsung, Comcast, AT&T, other cable companies, or private equity buyout firms. The article also mentioned that activist investor, now we know this one, Engage Capital, who was also involved in TiVo, is likely pushing for a sale of the company as well. The article continued to say that the Street.com sister publication, The Deal, reported now back in December of 2017 in an exclusive report that TiVo had received multiple expressions of interest or had expressions of interest for more than $20 a share from potential private equity buyers. Okay? Wow. Keep that in mind. That was $20 a share. The stock is just trading now a little bit over $12. Wow. Unbelievable. The company is now in the middle of a strategic review. TiVo is a company you have to put on your radar screen. Okay? There seems to be an activist investor, which is always could be a catalyst for a potential takeover. Secondly, the company, just on stock price alone, is trading close to its 52-week low. So do your own homework, sharpen your pencils, and if you have any questions about TiVo in the future, please give me a call on that 800 number. Okay, Doug, we have Franco. Franco, how are you?
How you doing, Bobby? Always nice talking to you.
Yes, Franco, thank you for calling again, and this is Takeover Talk. What's on your mind, Franco? How can we help?
I don't know if it's true, then Papa John's might be a potential takeover. Can you tell me something about that?
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned Papa John's. That was a company that, I don't know if it was last week or the week prior, we mentioned it on Takeover Talk as a potential takeover candidate. We mentioned that the 52-week high was a little bit over $81, and the 52-week low at the time was $42.95. I think it had since went lower to around $37, but the stock had come back over the last few days. There has been plenty of takeover chatter on Papa John's. John Schnatter, who was the ex-chairman of the company, resigned abruptly. And that had put the stock, that and the earnings, had put the stock in a kind of a free fall, Franco. And then there was plenty of talk that there could be a possible leverage buyout or possibly other companies that are in the restaurant field space, such as QSR. You may know it. That's a Canadian company, Franco. But QSR is the owner of a company called, as you know, as most people know, it is called Burger King, Tim Hortons. And there was an article, I believe, that stated that QSR may want to look for a footprint in the pizza space, you know, such as, other companies that are like Domino's and other companies that are front and center in the United States that serve pizza as well. And I do believe, Franco, that in one of the articles, one of the analysts may have even mentioned that they thought that the company may be able, since it had come down so dramatically recently, that it is possible that the company could get possibly taken over at around $65, which is really a discount from the 52-week high of $80, because sometimes, you know, there's opportunity when there's distress in a public company. And there seems to be, you know, quite a bit of distress over at Papa John's, Franco. So you understand? So I think this is one that you should definitely take a hard look at, Franco. Is there anything else that you're looking at, Franco, over and above Papa John's?
No, that'll be all. Thank you very much for your very savvy information, Bobby, as usual. Thank you.
Okay, Franco. Okay, that was Franco. He was asking us about Papa John's Pizza, which, believe it or not, was a company that we had talked about back, I believe, on July 30th as a potential takeover target. And believe it or not, I do believe today there was a brokerage firm that might have upgraded Papa John's to a buy, and in their research notes may have made reference also to a potential takeover. So if you'd like to do more homework on Papa John's, you could just Google Papa John's potential takeover, put today's date, and see what comes up. And that was Papa John's. Now, my dial-in number is 1-888-627-6008. That's 1-888-627-6008. Please give me a call. I'd like to hear from you. We heard from Eli, and we heard from Franco. I get my best ideas from other people, okay? I'm sharpening my pencil as well. And again, I'm just sharing information that I found on the internet with you in reference to potential takeover targets. I'm combing the web, okay? And if I'm able, again, to find diamonds in the rough for my listeners, that's great, okay? Because I'm here to do the heavy lifting for my listeners as well. And also, when I'm, you know, talking about potential takeovers, oftentimes I talk about potential activist hedge funds. These funds are, most of them are extremely smart and have already done the homework, okay? And sometimes, not that anything is easy, but sometimes it could be that simple to get an idea by recognizing which activist hedge fund has taken an equity interest in a public company and that is asking the company to enhance shareholder value. Okay. The next company I'd like to talk to you about is a company that has multiple hedge funds involved in it. Okay? This is a company called Newell Brands. The symbol is Nancy Willie Larry. The stock is currently trading at $20.60. The 52-week high is $50.90. The 52-week low is $20.21. Seems to be trading close to that 52-week low right now. Okay? This company is engaged in the manufacturing, marketing, and sale of consumer and commercial products. Some of the products I know you know. Rubbermaid, Mr. Coffee, and Elmer's Glue, just to name a handful of companies. So listen to this. Back on April 23rd, 2018, like I mentioned, you have two activist investors on the NWL board, which is the symbol for Newell Brands. Again, a legend in the space, Carl Icahn, and you have Starboard Value Limited Partner, who's no slouch to the party either. Two very smart hedge funds. In June 11, 2018, a Seeking Alpha article. I always mention Seeking Alpha. I get some very good information when I comb that website. It mentioned Carl Icahn had 6.9% of Newell Brands, and Starboard owned 4.5%, and stated they were implementing operational improvement plan to unlock shareholder value. To me, and to other people, some might speculate that that would also include selling the whole company. I think there's a lot here for my listeners to look at. So please, why don't you do more homework on Newell Brands, where you have two activist shareholders that are on the board. And these are two very smart hedge funds. One being run by Carl Icahn, and the other one that I had mentioned is Starboard Value. Okay? Now that was Newell Brands. Okay. I have a couple minutes. I'd like to just run to a commercial right now. And I'd like to talk to you about a company called Commercial Finance Partners. Does your company, either private or public, need working capital? If so, I found one of the best finance companies on the planet. Write this name down. Commercial Finance Partners. That's right. Commercial Finance Partners. These guys specialize in equipment financing, factoring, PO financing, term loans, unsecured lines of credit, and SBA loans. Now, this is equally as important. Let me tell you who your contact executive is over at Commercial Finance Partners. His name is Michael Goldstein. That's right. Michael Goldstein. Remember that name. If your local bank can't help you, Michael Goldstein will. I'm going to give you Mike's direct number. Mike's direct number is 516-996-6506. Again, Mike's direct number is 516-996-6506. I know Michael Goldstein. He's a good friend. Call Michael at 516-996-6506. These guys at Commercial are terrific. When you call, mention Bobby Cohen from Takeover Talk sent you. Okay. Okay, that was Commercial Finance Partners, and the contact person over there is Mike Goldstein. Okay, let's move it along now. The next company I'd like to talk to you about is a low price stock. And you got to do your homework, as you have to do on all of these situations. And I bet a bunch of you people, my listeners, probably know this company. It's called FTD Companies. The symbol, Frank Tom David. The stock is currently trading at $4.21. The 52-week high is $14.13. The 52-week low is $3.25. This is a premier flower. This is a premier floral and gifting company. That's right. You know the FTD commercials. As recently as July 19th, that was just a few weeks ago, 2018, the website Street Insider mentioned that FTD announced its board of directors, okay, has started a review of the strategic alternatives focusing on maximizing shareholder value. The strategic alternatives expected to be considered include, but are not limited to, a sale or merger of the company. FTD is continuing to pursue value-enhancing initiatives as a standalone company. Again, I always mention you got to like the company as a standalone, okay? I said that front and center. So, again, they are pursuing value-enhancing initiatives as a standalone company. A capital structure optimization that may involve potential financing or the sale or other disposition of the company's businesses or assets. Okay? FTD, they're serious about this because you know what? They hired a top-notch financial advisor, Moelis & Company. Okay? That's a top-notch name. And they hired them to assist them in their strategic alternatives review. Okay. That was FTD Companies. The symbol, FTD. Stock's currently trading at $4.21. The 52-week high is $14.13. The 52-week low is $3.25. Oh. On to the next one. Boy, this is exciting. I have to tell you, I really enjoy mentioning potential takeover targets to my listeners. Okay? I really do. You know, you put them on your radar screen. You never know when some of these potential takeovers are going to come to fruition, okay? You just don't know. Again, keep in mind, when I'm giving you this information, There's nothing proprietary about it, okay? I'm giving you information that's already on the web. It's just that I am doing a lot of homework for my listeners. Because, again, I'm here for my listeners. Each and every one of you. Okay? So please, please, give me a call right now. 1-888-627-6008. That's 1-888-627-6008. That's the direct call-in number. Give us a call. Tell me what's on your mind. You must have some questions for me. And again, I get my best ideas from other people. Maybe you have a diamond in the rough that you'd like to share with me and to the rest of the listeners. Okay. The next company I'd like to talk to you about is called Dean Foods. The symbol, David Frank. Dean Foods is currently trading at $8.60. The 52-week high is $12.34. The 52-week low is $8.03. Back on April 3rd, 2018, Bloomberg, a very good place to find information, a wealth of information, wrote an article stated, milk giant Dean Foods seen as takeover target after share purge. The dairy processing assets may lure interest, a Deutsche Bank analyst said. Deutsche Bank's a very, very big financial institution and a very good one. They do their homework extremely well. It also stated in the article, at that time, at that date, Dean Foods stock had been down more than 50% within the past 12 months. The article mentioned the Dallas-based processor, Dean Foods, had garnered interest from global dairy players in the past. More recently, listen to this, an activist Swiss firm, Catalyst should go off in your head right now, a bell. VV Value Valve AG had taken a 10% position in the shares and said it may seek talks with management. Deutsche Bank analyst said, quote, we do believe such scarce dairy processing assets in the USA could be an interesting strategic target for a number of potential acquirers. So I did a little bit more digging. Of course, I'm out there with the shovel. I did some more digging. Now I went back, and I went back a ways. For the sake of full disclosure, I went back to October 28th, 2016. That's a ways back. And there was an article from thestreet.com. Back then, they mentioned that a Chinese beverage company called Hengzhou Wawa, I don't know if I pronounced that correctly, had pursued financing for a potential takeover of Dean Foods. Now, that's a while ago. But I did say sometimes past becomes prologue. And sometimes these things wake up after 1 or 2 years of something being mentioned, because it has happened before. Now, obviously, nothing had materialized back then. But as Deutsche Bank recently mentioned, there could be real interest in acquiring Dean Foods out there, okay, in the article. And again, some of the brands that, you know, that you may know, you may not know of Dean Foods as just Dean Foods, but some of their brands you probably know. Friendly's Ice Cream, the brand Creamland, Land O'Lakes, that's, you know, the butter, and Tuscan Dairy Farms. Okay. That was Dean Foods. We're moving along here. And the next company I'd like to discuss with you, wow. This has been front and center since last Tuesday. This has been the poster child for potential company going private. And I would be remiss or neglectful if I did not mention the name of this company. It's Tesla. That's right. It's Tesla, the car company, which also many people are not aware, manufactures solar panels and batteries. I believe it was last Tuesday when Elon Musk, the CEO, tweeted, quote, am considering taking Tesla private at $420. Funding secured, end quote. That was dated Tuesday, August 7th. The stock now is currently trading at around, I mean, it's all over the place. But last time I checked, it was around $350. Could be up, give or take, a few dollars right now. Okay? Now, the simple math, I did the math based on that tweet. Okay? And then we'll get a little bit more into the tweet after this. The simple math says that $420, it's a 20% premium to that $420 for where the stock is currently trading at. Okay? That's the number, $420 is the number mentioned in that tweet by Elon Musk. Not my number, Elon Musk's number. And again, the stock is currently trading at around $350, give or take a few dollars. Please be careful that this is a fluid situation with a lot of moving parts. There are questions. Who are the deep pockets for a take private transaction in Tesla? Okay? What are the names being thrown around? Now, I read an article. I'm just trying to give you real time. I read a Financial Times article just a few hours ago. The headline said, quote, Musk says Saudi Arabia would fund Tesla take private deal. The article stated Elon Musk has defended his declaration that he had funding secured, quote, to take Tesla private, saying Saudi Arabia's sovereign wealth fund has indicated it would support a deal in talks with the entrepreneur. Wow. Some people believe he may have a possible disclosure issue with the Securities and Exchange Commission, which is, if you hear the SEC, that's an acronym for the regulatory agency in the United States. That he may have a disclosure issue because he should have filed something that is called an 8K. I'm not an attorney. I can't tell you how this is going to play out, okay? But again, it is interesting. It's a high-profile situation. There's a potential deal here, and it's definitely front and center in the M&A, which is mergers and acquisition space. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to do my best to keep everybody apprised to what's going on with Tesla and Elon Musk. I do believe, just on a personal note, I believe he is a special type of a guy, that he thinks outside the box. I can't tell you that that means that it's going to be taken private at $420 a share. That I can't tell you. But I can tell you that people make fun of what they don't understand. And I think there's a lot of people that don't understand what's in Elon Musk's mind. Okay? That was Tesla. Okay? And the symbol is TLSA. Tom, Larry, Sam, Apple. That was Tesla. Okay. The dial-in 800 number I'd like to hear from my listeners is 1-888-627-6008. That's 1-888-627-6008. Please give me a call. I'd like to hear from you. Well, we just spoke about Tesla. The next company I'd like to talk to you about is a company called Monster Beverage. The symbol is Mary, Nancy, Sam, Tom, MNST. This is a stock that's currently trading at around $60. The 52-week high is a little bit over $70, and the 52-week low is around $47.61. This is the energy drink company, Monster Beverage. If you don't already know, Coca-Cola, that's right, Coca-Cola already owns 18% of Monster Beverage. Just recently, Barron's, a great periodical, a wealth of information, wrote a terrific article dated June 12, 2018. The headline of the article was Monster Coca-Cola Takeover Talk, Bubbles Back Up. The article asks the question, should the possibility of a takeover by Coca-Cola be one of your reasons for liking Monster Beverage shares? The question comes up from time to time since the soft drink giant, like I mentioned, owns approximately 18% of Monster. Barron said that a Jefferies and Company, which is a fine brokerage firm, raised that again, that same question, listing the possibility among its three main reasons for its buy listing and an $85, quote, bull case, unquote, for the stock. The article goes on to say that Coca-Cola is already important to Monster's fortunes. The company's distribution deal helps get Monster products around the world while giving Coke exposure to energy drinks. And it states a merger would naturally take things a good bit further. Monster's market cap is roughly just a fifth of Coke. The article finishes by stating that analysts aren't predicting an impending deal, but they see the possibility of a takeover as representing, quote, strategic optionality. I love that. Strategic optionality that investors should value. Now, again, I did the simple math. an $85 price target is approximately a 40% premium to where Monster is currently trading. So, that was Monster Beverage. You need to do your homework. It seems from the article that it could be, the operative word is could be, a natural fit for Coca-Cola to be an acquirer of Monster Beverage. The next company I'd like to discuss with you as a potential takeover target has some geographic risk, okay? I want to preface that. There's some definite geographic risk with the company I'm about to mention. It's called Yum China. The symbol is Yellow Uncle Mary Charlie. YUMC. Last time I checked today, the stock was currently trading at around $33.80. That's $33.80. The 52-week high was $48.75. And the 52-week low was $32.10. U.S.-listed Yum China operates Chinese businesses. U.S.-listed Yum China, okay, operates many businesses in China. The Yum brand spun out Chinese business less than 2 years ago. Yum China, I believe, has KFCs and Pizza Huts all over China. And as recently, on July 27, 2018, listen to this, which was just a couple, 3 weeks ago, another terrific Bloomberg article. They wrote an article, and the headline read, Hill House KKR said to waive deal for $14 billion Yum China. Now, Hill House Capital and KKR, the private equity company, are among firms exploring a potential acquisition of Yum China Holdings that was mentioned in the article. The article went on to say, the private equity firms are talking to banks about financing for a possible deal. Potential suitors could seek to form a consortium to jointly bid for the business. Deliberations about potential bids are in an early stage, and they may not result in a deal. So it is early, but it is on certain private equity's radar screen. The article goes to say that Hill House, an early backer of Chinese companies such as Tencent and JD.com, could help Yum China appeal with the country's growing class of tech-savvy consumers. Quote, the transformation of traditional bricks and mortar consumer business into entities that suit China's new digital economy has been the primary focus of Hill House for the last 2 to 3 years, end quote, stated Bloomberg. The article also said the group is arguably one of the most experienced in what works and what will not work in China. This is a very interesting situation. Yum China already has a footprint in China. But keep in mind, there could be plenty of geographic risk here. So be careful and do your homework. So we talked about 9, 8, 9, 10 companies so far today. Diebold, DVD, Nielsen Holdings, NLSN, Arcadia Pharmaceuticals, ACAD, TIVO, TIVO, New Brands, two activist shareholders on this in this company now. Very interesting. FTD companies, symbol, Frank, Tom, David. Dean Foods, David, Frank is the symbol, DS. Again, you know them as the company that has the Friendly's ice cream brand and Land O'Lakes. Then we went into, for a few minutes, we discussed Tesla, TSLA. And what has been going on as soon as today, we gave you some information that we discussed from the Financial Times. That's a very, very, very interesting situation with Elon Musk. I'm curious to see how that does play out. I do not have, you know what, I couldn't tell you how that's going to play out. Again, I can't. But that's very interesting, and it brings taking private to another level. And there's a lot of moving parts there, to say the least. Then we discussed Monster Beverage, MNST, which is already, Coca-Cola already owns an 18% stake in Monster Beverage. And it was mentioned in a Barron's article that possibly there were one or two analysts who possibly thought that Coca-Cola somewhere down the line might want to purchase the rest of Monster Beverage that it does not own. And then we just finished off with Yum China, which is the U.S.-listed Yum China, operates Kentucky Fried Chicken and the pizza restaurant in China, and has a phenomenal footprint. And there could be one or two or a consortium of private equity that might be interested in possibly taking over Yum China. Well, I have to tell you, my 1 hour live, 1 hour show is almost over. I want to thank you all for listening to Takeover Talk. My name is Bobby Cohen. I want to thank Doug and BBSRadio.com for having me on the air. And again, I'm just sharing information that I found on the internet with you in reference to potential takeover targets. I'm here for my listeners. Follow the smart money. Over the next few days, do your own homework, so then maybe next Monday, you could call me on the 800 number and share with me some of the potential takeovers that you might find on the internet or in certain periodicals that you're reading. Again, this has been another 1 hour live radio show of Takeover Talk. I'm Bobby Cohen. I'll be back next Monday between 2 and 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I want to thank you for listening to Takeover Talk. Thank you very much. Thank you, Doug. And have a great week, everybody. And happy investing. And best of luck. Thank you again. Bye-bye.